there's a way to speed up this formula. And that way is this. Instead of just knowing what you want and taking random actions, you can use what I call role modeling to accelerate the pace of your success. What I did is I said, okay, what do I want? I'm 38 pounds overweight. I want to lose this weight. I want to be 38 pounds lighter, and I want to have more energy. I want to feel more vibrant in my life. You can tell by my energy level that I'm a real low energy person now compared to how I was then. Seriously, I decided what I wanted. And then what I did is I said, okay, I got to take action, but what action should I take? I didn't know. I tried dieting a zillion times, and you know what? It would work. I would lose weight, and then I'd gain it right back again. And I'd lose weight and gain it back again. So what I decided to do is instead of just taking some actions and sooner or later figuring it out, I decided to use a role model. I said, let me find someone who's already getting the results that I want, and let me find out what that person is doing and do the same things. That is, I believe that success leaves clues. That if people succeed, it's because they're doing certain things over and over and over again. And if we do the same kinds of things, if we plant the same kinds of seeds, we're going to reap the same kinds of rewards, regardless of our age or our background or our religion or our color or our gender. None of that matters. What matters is the law works for everyone. And if you apply it, it'll work, but you got to know what to do. And so this program is the result of me going out and modeling people that are successful. That is, instead of reinventing the wheel and having you and I keep doing trial and error on everything, I said, hey, let me find somebody who's already getting the results, find out what they do, do the same things, get the same results, speed up time. You got to remember, knowledge is not power. Knowledge is potential power. I mean, don't you know someone who knows what they should do with their life, knows they should change their life, knows how they can change their life, and they still don't do it? Do you know somebody like that maybe intimately? Like maybe you, for example, at times, then the bottom line is knowledge is not enough. We got to get ourselves to follow through. So what did I do? I found somebody who had been overweight like me, had become thin and stayed thin for years. I found out what this person did, and I did the same things. I'm going to teach you in this program what to do that. It wasn't just dieting. That's not enough. As a result of following through and taking the same actions, I lost 30 pounds in 30 days. I lost all 38 pounds in about 7 weeks, and I haven't gone back. And the reason is, I didn't just change my diet. I learned to mentally condition myself to feel differently about certain foods I was addicted to, so I no longer had a desire for them, the things that used to push me over the edge. I did the same thing in the area of relationships. I found a man who had the woman of my dreams, and I talked to him and said, hey, how did you attract this woman? And I talked to her and said, why do you like this guy? You know, why are you in a relationship with him? And I began to find out certain things he did that made that relationship work. And I started applying some of the same things. And I did the same thing financially. I went from a place where I had no confidence in myself emotionally, feeling depressed, to a place of total strength, and financially, I mean, a measurable change to say the least. I was broke living in my 400 square foot bachelor apartment. What happened? In less than 12 months, I moved to my 1,200 square foot apartment, major progress at the time, three times bigger. To about 4 months later, I moved to a 10,000 square foot castle, literally a castle built in 1925 with a big three-story turret overlooking the crashing waves of Del Mar, California. Now, I don't tell you this to impress you. I tell it to impress upon you how quickly you can make changes in your life if you learn to master this incredible computer between your ears called your brain. That's what we're going to study. We're going to study neurosciences, the sciences of success conditioning. That's what this whole program's about, and we're going to do it a little piece at a time so it's simple. If you'll do that, the culmination of the 30 days, you will find that you've gone on a mental diet that'll change your life forever. If success is really this simple, if you could go from being where I was years ago, broke in every sense of the word, emotionally broke, physically broke, socially broke, and financially broke, to wealthy in all those areas, meeting my dreams, becoming a millionaire in less than 12 months, if that's really possible, if it's really as simple as using your personal power and being flexible in your approach and modeling the most successful people, if it's really that simple, how come everybody doesn't do this? That's a good question. A lot of things in life are really simple, but people don't apply them because they get caught up in day-to-day stuff like, well, you know, I gotta pay my bills. They get caught up in making that living instead of designing the life. And they come to the end of their life and find out they lived only 1/10 of it. Not because they weren't intelligent, simply because they didn't get clear about what they wanted. They didn't get themselves to consistently take action and develop that decision-making, massive action muscle in their emotional body. They didn't vary their behaviors, and now they're stuck. It's not a place I think you want to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't have invested in this program, and you wouldn't be taking the time to listen now. So what I'm asking you to do is break through those fears that stop you. And you know, the biggest one that comes up again and again, and we've already mentioned it, is failure. I want you to know that failure can be your best friend. I mean, think about it. The greatest successes in the world are people who often had so much pain from a failure that it drove them to much greater success. Did you know those little 3M stickers, for example? Those ones that you see that you can put, or I think they're called post-it notes. You can write on them and put them on something and take it right off instantly. Do you know that was a result of a massive failure by the chemist? He was working at the time to create an adhesive that would last forever, something that you could never pry things apart with. And as a result, he came up with a stuff that didn't work at all. But he was smart enough to say, hey, what could I use this for? How could I use this supposed failure? And he turned it into a multi-million dollar business. Lee Iacocca, most people would agree, is one of the more successful role models in our country. Now, I got a question for you. How come he's so successful? Because he's a wonder kid? Well, yeah, you could say that. He worked for a company called Ford Motor Company, and he worked his way through the ranks right up to the top, worked his tail off, was driven. What really marked him? His ability to get people to take action, his personal power. He developed skill because he was willing to try almost anything. He wouldn't accept no for an answer. But you know what? He had a little run-in with a guy by the name of Ford, and he fired him. And it burned him pretty good. Now, I got a question for you. Do you think when this company named Chrysler came by and they looked like for sure there was no way they could be turned around, do you think if he hadn't been fired by Ford that he would have taken it? You might say, oh, of course he would. That's the way Lee is. Well, I don't know. According to his wife, she said at the time, he said, honey, I don't think anybody could turn this thing around. She said, boy, well, I bet Mr. Ford will be real happy to hear that. That's all it took. He was so angry from the pain and failure of his past, quote-unquote failure, that he was going to show him that it wasn't his failure, that Mr. Ford made the mistake. Another company that's mentioned, IBM. It all started because a guy by the name of Tom Watson, who worked for a competing company called NCR, got fired by the CEO there also. He got so mad, he said, I'm going to develop a company that will dwarf yours someday. See, welcome frustration. I got to tell you something. When I get frustrated, I've learned to get excited. I've learned to literally condition myself so that frustration creates excitement. You know why? Because when I'm frustrated, I know I'm about to have a breakthrough. It means my brain is searching. If I get confused about something, instead of going, I'll never learn this, my response to that is, hey, I'm about to learn something. Because my brain is searching for a new answer. And if it keeps searching, it's going to come up with one. I believe the emotions that many of us consider negative, like frustration and rejection and pain, can be our greatest friends because they can drive us to success. You know what? I think one of the things that happens for a lot of people when they get successful is they get superstitious. It's like they work so hard for the success and they now finally have it. So all of a sudden they don't change. They don't vary their behavior. They kind of like want to stay the way things are. They get incredibly conservative and they miss out on the juice of life. Stay out of the trap. Listen, when people succeed, they tend to party. When they fail, they tend to ponder. Now the pondering, many times we create our greatest successes in life. Just remember, it's impossible to fail. If you try something and it doesn't work, just try something else and learn something from what you just did. As long as you learn something, you've succeeded. Something else I want to remind you of as well, and that is sometimes people say, well, gosh, I'm going to do these exercises. I know I'm going to be better physically and emotionally and psychologically, and I'll feel more confident, but I want to work on my career. I want to take my business next level. I want a business program. I want to tell you what, personal power is one of the most powerful business programs because it deals with the source of all your business, which is you. When you're in better shape, suddenly you negotiate more effectively. When you're in better shape, your creativity flows. When you're in better shape, you're a better manager of people. That's why if you saw the infomercial, which is how I assume you got to this program, then you saw people like, for example, Bill Farley of Farley Industries endorsing this program, saying it was one of the best business programs they ever went through. Well, that's because Bill became a billionaire before the age of 40, all by using these personal power type of techniques. So I want you to know this is very business oriented. Or a Bill Nicholson, you know, he's a turnaround expert for major corporations. You know, in the early 80s, he took on a major corporation that was losing $1 million a day and turned it around so that within 4 years, it was doing more than $4 billion in revenue and the highest net returns of the history of the company. So I want you to know that these people endorse this because it works. So if you're a little bit skeptical, I understand that. But understand, changing yourself is the first place to changing your career and changing your business. It's the first place to making you a better leader. And those are the tools that are here. And you'll also find included in here some of the tools that I've modeled from General Schwarzkopf, for example. I've had the privilege now of being with Mr. Gorbachev. And as I pulled tools from them, I've included some of those tools in this program as well. Some are very simple. So what's my message here? My message is, let's you and I begin a journey now, a journey into personal power, where you're able to think of what you want, take action immediately, model the most successful people, notice whether it's working, and keep changing your approach until you succeed. With that kind of persistence, with that kind of commitment, nothing can stop you. I'm here to tell you from experience. My life now is so far beyond what my wildest dreams used to be, it's a joke. And the difference is not intelligence. It's not so much skill. It's a few distinctions and massive action and the ability to manage my emotions so I don't fear the failure anymore. I offer you the same opportunity. So commit to at least do one tape a day. It's going to take you maybe 45 minutes and then maybe 15 minutes to do your exercise. But please, every single day. And by doing this consecutively, one day after another, you'll get the power of momentum working for you. And you'll begin to stack your successes one on top of another till they become habits. That's the whole purpose of this program. It's why I designed it this way, is so that you develop habits that in the future take you in the direction you want to go effortlessly. So if you'll do that each day and feed your brain and your emotions and your mind and allow yourself to be challenged, 30 days from now, you'll have a sense of power and pride that's beyond what you expect right now. And I imagine that you have high expectations. So let's get to it. After every one of these tapes, I'm going to give you an exercise so you actually use your personal power. You use something you've learned. And some of the exercises will be really simple. But remember, most people fail in life because they major in minor things. Most people don't realize that the things they're making as real big are unimportant. That success is simple. But it does require certain consistent things each day. So here's your assignment today, and I want you to take this assignment and please do it. You should have in front of you a journal. For most of my adult life, I've been keeping journals. That is each day, and sometimes every other day and various times, writing down the things I've learned from books, from tapes, from going to seminars, so I could capture those things because I found out long ago that if all you do is hear something, within 3 days, you'll forget 80% of it. That's why listening to something again and again is so useful. In addition, I found, though, that if you listen to something and you write down certain key elements of it, your memory retention will go up as much as 75 to 90%. Plus, I believe that if your life is worth living, it's worth recording. So I challenge you to really keep a journal. And we're going to have you do assignments in the journal, but you also might write your thoughts about how you're doing each day and what you've learned, what you're excited about, what breakthroughs you're having. This is a way to record it. Otherwise, it's like your children. I know that many times people come by and say, gosh, your son has really grown. And I'm around him so much that I don't see it as much as other people do. But I take a look, I go, I guess you're right. By having journals, I can see how much I've grown, and you will be able to see how much you've grown. I can go back years ago and see what my goals were and the kinds of things I was remembering. And I also have just gems of material from people who shared with me what made the difference for their success. And I can read it again and begin to apply it. So please keep this journal for yourself. Utilize it in any way you want. But here's how I want you to start with it.